Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we're doing fine. And today, we definitely do have an us as we talk on today's show. Today, I had the opportunity, the pleasure, and the honor of actually being able to hang out with a group of fascinating individuals and interesting individuals, even though that kind of sounds like the same thing. Please understand that there are some differences in how I'm trying to express it. And the people that I got to hang out with today were actually the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, a few people from the Black Cavalry family, a few people from the United States Army, and quite a few people from the Fairfax County area. Now, a lot of you may be wondering how and why I was hanging out with them. Well, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, each year, I believe this is the fourth year that they've done it, they actually get with Fairfax County and help Fairfax County to help families and young students, so young children, to actually get the physicals and the examinations that they need to get them ready for school. So basically, it's a back-to-school program where the school system does health screenings, physicals, and other things to try to help the kids to get ready for the school year so that they won't miss any time. And what they found is that each year they have a number of new children that are going to be coming to school, be it that it's first start or it's other parts of the school year, they could be coming to the county or to the Virginia area. And a lot of these kids don't have the proper health screening. They don't have, you know, the information that they need to have to actually start school. So organizations like the Buffalo Soldiers and some others have actually gotten with the county, and they actually helped them with a drive. And this year, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers and, again, other volunteers, like I said, there were a couple of people there from the Black Cavalry family, who actually came out and helped to help all of the individuals transition through this process so that these kids can start the school year off correctly and so that they're not behind. Because from what I understand from talking with one of the staff members, a child that isn't ready when they go to the school, basically because they don't have their medical screenings done and their physical and stuff done, the school can't actually take them in. So in some cases it may be days, it might even be up to 2 weeks before that child could start, which would severely affect them because it would put those kids behind the curve. So today we have a special guest. I mean, I was there myself, but we also have the gentleman that was key in helping the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers to actually work with Fairfax County to get this particular event off the road. So again, today's event was actually Saturday, August 10th, and it was at the Fairfax Health Clinic, which is located on 8350 Richmond Highway in Alexandria, Virginia. And again, it really went smooth. So today, ladies and gentlemen, his first name is Peter, but he likes to be called by his riding name, which is Bliker, which is B-L-Y-K-E-R. And we've got him on, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how he organized it and, I guess, give us some of the secrets as to how he did the great job that he did to organize this and to also get that motivating group of Buffalo Soldiers and others together to actually make this happen. And ladies and gentlemen, the Buffalo Soldiers were truly key in getting this done. I believe they had 25 or more volunteers on their iron horses and some in their cars, but it doesn't matter. The fact is that they came, they saw, they conquered, and I actually think they broke the record for actually doing more than 100 children on this day. So, Bliker, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
You know, sir, I'm honored to be in your presence and honored for the fact that I got to actually talk to you today and kind of work with you to make this a success. So it was an accomplishment for me, just like I know it was an accomplishment for you. So tell us a little bit about the function and maybe some of the people that you worked with to actually get this thing off the road and to make it the success that it was.
Okay, well, thanks, Darren. Appreciate that. Boy, this was a great opportunity for the Buffalo Soldiers organization, really organizations throughout Fairfax County area, to get together, give back to the community, and helping the school children of Fairfax County to be ready for the upcoming school year from a health, medical, caring perspective. And you hit the nail right on the head that when children at a very young age get are behind and don't get a good start with all their other peers, it's very easy for them to get behind very quickly by about 2 or 3 weeks if they don't have all their medical and required health information up to date on day one of school. So the way that we worked this year, and the Buffalo Soldier Organization has done this in previous years. This is my first year having the opportunity to orchestrate the volunteerism. Within the Buffalo Soldier Organization, we have some folks who work in the Fairfax County health system. One of our own members, Lady V, made us aware of this opportunity to give back to our community. And as the charitable donations chair of the club, I offered my services to help orchestrate the Buffalo Soldiers' participation. And so what I did was work with some of the staff, one key person in particular, Ms. Bonnie Lilly, to just coordinate with her on the requirements for number of individuals she was looking for to help, the duties that would need to be performed, some of the stations that might need to be worked, such as hearing, oral health, medical, physicals, escorting children and their families throughout the halls of the Fairfax County Health Clinic, carrying bicycle helmets, because one of the tasks that we also do is fit children who are in need of a bicycle helmet. We help fit those so that they fit correctly. So many children use helmets, but sometimes they're not adjusted properly. So, Buffalo Soldiers were used to wearing helmets while we enjoyed our ride, so we want to make sure that these children are protected, and so we make sure that we get a proper fit on the helmets. I sent emails out to club membership, solicited interest, let them know about this opportunity to give back to our community. And, the Buffalo Soldiers are very giving of themselves in the true spirit of the soldiers for whom they ride for. And they just really responded very favorably to this. They wanted to give back. Some of the soldiers have participated in this event in years past. And we really do look forward to working on this event every year.
Outstanding. Yes, and I know that the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers participate in a number of functions, community functions, and things to give back, like Christmas time. I know you guys actually give out food baskets. I know around Thanksgiving you guys do the turkeys and also giving people actually entire meals so that the people that do have a home but don't have the money for food can actually have a full meal on Thanksgiving along with a number of other charities and other things that you guys actually really push to help make success in the community. And I know that at this event that just happened with Fairfax County, you guys kind of got thrown a little bit of a curve, because if I remember correctly, they weren't supposed to be doing the dental or oral screening this year, and this year, lo and behold, they did, and you guys jumped right in and, again, made that a success. So that's phenomenal.
Well, that's great. That just kind of goes to show, it's kind of like traveling down a road, on your motorcycle, and sometimes you come up to a detour. You need a little change of plan from your original destination, or where you're going, just the route that you're going to get there might require a short detour. we were presented with that today, and overall it was really a change to actually make the process a little more efficient. You know, we worked over several stories within the Fairfax County Health Clinic on the second and the third floors, and to help make the process of getting the individuals that really was not only the children, but we had, if you count the siblings and their parents, sometimes, you know, there were maybe a 2X or a 3X multiplier there. So if we saw 90 or 100 students, we could have actually shepherded, you know, maybe 200 to 300 people throughout the building. And when we first got there today, we discovered early on that part of the process needed to be changed just a little bit. And I think the staff also got a last-minute change. Somebody called an audible, if you will, like in football, they called an audible maybe late last night. I know I talked to some of the staffers, and they told me that they were up at, you know, 2 and 3 a.m. trying to work some things, so that when we arrived this morning, they're kind of still going through that. But I will tell you, after about 30 minutes, things really started clicking, and things went, I think, very well today.
Outstanding. Well, I know, again, that the group, the members, actually did a phenomenal job in helping everyone out, because you guys did a lot more than you were asked to do. I saw people grabbing boxes out of cars with, again, the helmets and book bags and books and materials to actually give to the children. And I also saw quite a few of the soldiers. There were some children that were looking a little anxious, you know, a little upset. And I saw different soldiers actually, or Buffalo soldiers, actually helping the kids to calm down and being funny and actually showing some of their own kidness as they played with the children, and in some cases even calmed down some of the parents who were a little distraught, because they had, like you just said, they had more than one and sometimes more than two children that needed to go through some stage of the screening process. So again, my hats are off to yourself. I know your president, Renegade, and your vice president, LL Cool, along with the other members of the executive board, are very proud of their members and, of course, proud of you as a definite contributing entity into the success of this event.
Absolutely. The organization was just, you're right, our leadership was there, our executive board was there. But, you know, one thing that's great about the Buffalo Soldiers is everybody's all in, everybody from the executive board, the staff, so the president and the vice president, the treasurer, they're all in, right in there with everybody else, participating, documenting the work, meaning taking pictures to share with local news outlets, and we'll put some information up on our website as well. You know, you brought up a point about some of the adults who may have looked a little bit anxious, and I just want to mention that we had you know, different cultures. We had a couple of different cultures, so we required some bilingual speakers in different languages. And in some cases, some of the adults were also looked at for referral services afterwards, and that was a real bonus, I think, that I saw today. Now, the medical staff couldn't really see all the adults, but there were some cases where the oral health staff, maybe the medical staff or the hearing folks, took a look at the parents as well. Maybe they noticed something, and then wrote out a follow-up notice for them to come back to the clinic to get some treatment for a follow-on. I thought that was another thing that was very positive today.
Yes, yes, yes. It was. It definitely was. And again, like I said, you guys really did a phenomenal job in bringing it all together. And some of the languages that you had there, where you had some people there that spoke French, you had one or two people that actually spoke Farsi, you had some people there that were Chinese, you had quite a few people that were of Hispanic descent one way or the other, and definitely it was a good mix of different cultures. You know, in some cases, some of the kids are so small that they were scared and didn't quite know what to do, how to do. And even some of the soldiers that weren't of that ethnicity or didn't speak that language were actually able to calm down some of those children and get them through processes that in some cases their parents may not have been able to get them through. So again, my hat's off to all of the people that were there. I mean, on the soldier side, I think I spoke with a number of people. You know, mostly writing names, but I know I was with Diva, you know, King, all the things that Diva did, Road Rash, Timekeeper, Danny B, King B, Biggie. Yeah, he's a big, yeah, was it Baby Baby?
that's right. And
Mama
Q,
Hooks, Smiley, Bo, the Storm, Butch, Enforcer, Lady V, who you mentioned, who's also, I believe, a nurse, Skeeter, you said Stormtrooper, I think El Cid was there, Sweet T, I mean,
that's
along
right.
with, again, Renegade, LL Cool, Z, of course, and then some of the other staff members. I mean, some of the staff members and other volunteers that I got to deal with was, I believe, Miss Stacy. She was a ball of fire. Miss Karen, she was the lady that we talked to when we were trying to get the blood work done with that young lady. Dr. Levy, that was a motivating lady. She's a pediatrician, and she's retired, and she comes back just to help. I believe Diane, that was a lady at the registration desk, along with Sharon was the other lady at the registration desk. I mean, it was just really interesting. And again, you had active duty Army personnel there that actually helped out. It wasn't a whole bunch, but hey, every little bit helped. And then other groups, along with, I believe, one of the papers were there and a number of different people. Again, it's just awesome that everybody was able to work together. All of the cultures were able to work together. The Buffalo Soldiers, again, were there to save the day through the health screenings, the physicals, the hearings, the oral examinations for the mouth, for dental, the immunizations. I mean, all of it, you know. It was just really blood pressure, all of the different things that they did that brought this whole thing together. And, again, you guys had a phenomenal amount of individuals that showed up. You had 25 or more members of your club specifically, the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, that actually came. And the fact that you guys got there at 7 o'clock in the morning and worked as long as there was work to be. I mean, again, kudos. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys broke the record. This is the fastest that they ever were able to run out of people, and I think they even had more people than they had last year. So, Bliker, I think that's got something to do with you, Hard Charger.
Well, I think it's got something to do with you, Zurin. You were right in there with the mix, too, helping out those families. You went the extra mile, helping out that young boy who needed extra attention. And, you know, you mentioned the cultural differences, and, you know, there can be sometimes a barrier, whether it's related to the process that you go through some things culturally or language, but you know, one of the universal languages is a smile on a face. And when we could detect a child who was getting a little apprehensive, a little anxious, or even a parent, just that smile would sometimes alleviate that tension on their part and would actually provide an opening for us to communicate. We could take out, you know, one of those little goodie bags that we had and play with maybe a little bracelet or toothbrush, and that was a way to get closer to that child and to bring them a little relaxation to them as they waited. So, and I saw you working with parents and children. I want to thank you for going that extra step, and you really stayed with that one family, that one child who needed that extra testing on his blood work, and you hung in right in there. And seeing your presence and your steady and constant face throughout, it was nice. And I recall at one point you went away, but then you circled back just to check on them, see how everything was going. And as soon as you showed up, they were just, wow, he's back. This is great. Here's our friend again. So in a very short time, you made that nice connection with that family. And I think really helped them get through that extra time that they had today. So I want to say hats off to you for doing that. But that's why we really like to have folks like you there.
Well, again, it takes all of us to make a world. And, again, I want to thank everybody that was there. that showed up, and again, it was fun, even though it was work. I even got to talk to Q. Q is another interesting individual. I tell people all the time, I don't necessarily get to have a productive conversation with people because I don't like talking about nothing. But I love it when I do, and I find that a lot of the members of the Buffalo Soldiers, quite a few, especially in Northern Virginia, I can actually have a conversation with, which is, for me, an amazing thing. So you guys got to work. You guys got to work with the different doctors, the different professionals in their fields, be it dentistry, be it just the medical field in general, pediatrics, all of the above. What would you think would be something that you'd like to maybe be able to add, or maybe recommendations for maybe next year's event? If you don't have any, then, of course, that's fine. That means everything ran perfect. But since you were there from the beginning of this particular evolution to the end of this evolution, even stuff maybe for the members of the Buffalo Soldiers or other volunteers.
Okay, sure. I would like to also acknowledge let your listeners know that, you know, within the community where we're at today down in Alexandria, it's right outside Fort Belvoir, and a lot of the parents may support the military post there. And one of the things that the military does wherever they are in a community, they aren't only responsible, or they may be responsible for things within their post or within their garrison, but the Fort Belvoir garrison commander came outside today and had a tour with some of his staff to see what was going on in the health clinic. And he came by and greeted people, said hello to volunteers and to folks who were receiving those physicals. And, you know, this just showed to me how close-knit these communities are. Because some of these kids who are going to school are possibly someday going to be soldiers, or even if they aren't soldiers, they very well may have jobs at Fort Belvoir, whether it be actually supporting the garrison directly or supporting the surrounding community. But that tie between Fort Belvoir and having the garrison commander come out and say hello and see how Fairfax County Health Clinic was working within his community, I thought that was a big plus. On things that could possibly be done or maybe to improve, I think things went very well. I think all the volunteer staff did a great job with that. Fairfax Clinic staff did a great job. I did notice that some of the dental folks were visiting from a school out in the Shenandoah area, and one of the things that might be able to they might want to consider for next year are finding more either schools of dentistry or medical schools closer to the area to give those schools an opportunity to participate closer to home. You know, the folks from Shenandoah had about a 1.5-hour, 2-hour drive from where they practice to come here. But there's probably, if I were to think about it, there's probably some institutions locally, maybe Georgetown, George Washington, universities where some of their staff might be open to coming out and volunteering. Because on a day like today, a lot of the support is dependent on the volunteers that come out. So, but they've been doing it, and I think they've been doing a great job. But that's just one thing that I would say maybe they want to look at providing some other opportunities for folks to participate.
Totally understand. Well, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of us that are busy being busy, and a lot of us are also being busy doing things that really don't amount to a can of beans. But again, what the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers did today, and with a lot of others that came out and helped, including the commander at Fort Belvoir, is something that was important, because now that child is going to have a different look at a Buffalo Soldier or a motorcycle rider or a member of the military or a member of law enforcement, and that may also help them in their journey to become positive and supportive members of our society as a whole and to remove that fear. Because as you said earlier, we had a lot of different cultures there, and some of those cultures don't see African Americans in a positive light, don't see people in law enforcement in a positive light, don't see people in any type of uniform or position of authority in a positive light. So today, you know, each and every member that participated helped to widen the world of a youth and, in some cases, some parents. You know, some parents that may have some stereotypes and some things that they need to unlearn from their past and their experiences and the media and all of the above. You know, I mean, a lot of those people, you know, people don't know that the ladies and gentlemen, the gentleman I'm talking to, Mr. Bleicher is also a extremely educated person. I mean, this guy is like a NASA-type scientist-type individual, you know, very educated, very articulate, very well-spoken, and a very intelligent person. And here's somebody that, with all that knowledge, with all that experience, he also still gave of himself, along with other members of the club. You know, the president lives more than, 50, 60 miles away from, you know, from where we were today for the event and others. So again, ladies and gentlemen, it's us stop doing what matters least and start doing what matters most. It's us working together and understanding that each one needs to teach one. And as we grow and develop, we'll find out that we individually can make this world a better world if we'll all take positive action and continue to repeat that. Would you agree, Bleicher?
Yes, I would. I would love the positive message. You know, I just have to say, you know, on behalf of Buffalo Soldiers of Northern Virginia, I want to thank you, for the opportunity to share this message and of our service to the community. But, you know, we all have talents in some ways. Sometimes we have to think a little bit about what those talents are. But all of us, if we think about it, have something to offer to someone. And, you know, and we all have different talents and gifts. And sometimes we don't even know about them until somebody maybe, you know, ask us for help, and they say thank you to you, and you have to say to yourself, you know what, I didn't even realize I had that gift or talent. And just like, you know, we talked about some of the parents today, some of their children, I didn't see anybody that was inconsolable, but I saw some kids who the parents were saying, wow, this is a different environment, it's a little strange surroundings. My son or daughter is a little nervous, but guess what? There was one of the volunteers that had a certain knack. They understood the environment. They'd seen it before. They were very practiced in this area, and they were able to put that child at ease through their talents and their experience. So all of us have something to give, and it's a great feeling when you're able to contribute in a positive way.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the Zurian Show and for sharing all of your information. And ladies and gentlemen, also, Bleicher is a member of the Northern Virginia Buffalo Soldiers, which is one of the largest African-American motorcycle organizations in the world. And a lot of people think that the Buffalo Soldiers is actually a black club. It's not a black club. There's a lot of African-Americans that are in the club, but the main purpose of the club is to actually honor the Buffalo Soldiers from 1866, who actually were the first African Americans to be officially inducted into the United States military, because before that, blacks were not allowed in the military as a whole, even though African Americans and people of African American descent have fought in every campaign in the United States almost since the beginning of it. So anyway, Bleicher, I want to thank you for coming on and for sharing your time and energy and for giving all that you've given. Thank you very much. And any last words in this couple of seconds we got left?
I want to thank you again for the opportunity, and I look forward to serving our community together with you and riding with you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you. You have a great day and continue to do all the great things that you continue to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy the Zurian Show, in the upper left-hand corner, you can click follow and you can follow future shows. We want to thank you for listening, because we are humbled by the fact that you continue to listen. We've reached more than 30,000 people, and we want to continue to help you and to share great and valuable information. With that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and God bless.